Hello and welcome. Welcome to the Wisdom for Life podcast. My name is David Baker, your host, and it's Fabulous Friday. I have my wonderful wife, Laura, with us today. How are you?
Good.
Awesome. And we have our first grandson. What's your name?
Clayton,
right. It's David Clayton Baker. He goes by Clayton. My oldest son's name is David Curtis. Curtis after my grandfather. And so the same initials, David Clayton, and he goes by Clayton. And Clayton, how old are you?
3 years
old. That's big. Clayton, thank you so much for coming on our podcast. Say hi to everybody.
Hi.
Hi. Tell them bye. Wave at them. Can you wave?
Yeah.
Wave at them. All right. All right. You can go back and go play. All right. So thank you, Clayton, for coming on our podcast. So we have 7 grandchildren. We have 7 grandchildren and 1 on the way, and that is our oldest grandson. So we're excited to have him on, and you can go to YouTube or Rumble and see the video if you want for our precious little grandson. So how was your day today?
It was good. It was busy, but it was a fun time just getting to spend the time with the kids and making supper and things like that. Of course,
yes.
Homeschooling.
Yeah. Yes. And we had some guests in today, some friends. We got to work on a project. And so that was very good. And then had a whole bunch of rain, flooded. School was canceled today. So your babysitting was canceled and jail was canceled. But we had so much rain. But hey, we have a special lesson for you. Before that, we have a joke. Okay. And the joke has to do with the lesson for today. So the joke is, if women only trusted their husband, there comes a time when a woman just has to trust her husband. For example, a wife comes home late at night and quietly opens the door to her bedroom. From under the blanket, she sees 4 legs instead of 2. She reaches for the baseball bat and starts hitting the blanket as hard as she can. Leaving the covered bodies groaning, she goes to the kitchen to fix something to eat. As she enters, she sees her husband there reading a magazine. "Hi, darling," he says. "Your parents have come to visit us, so I let them stay in our bedroom. Did you say hello?"
Oh, that's horrible.
See, she should have just trusted her husband. Then there wouldn't have been a problem. So
right.
Anyway, by the way, that is our lesson today. So I'd like to ask you the question. So, dear, should women trust their husbands?
I don't find anywhere in the Bible where it says that.
What? Yeah. What? Women aren't supposed to trust their husbands. What do you mean?
Well, it says over and over again, it says trust in the Lord. That we're supposed to trust in the Lord with all our heart. And over and over again, I have so many verses that I looked up, and I don't remember the number of how many there are, but a lot of verses that talk about trusting in God, trusting in the Lord, and it doesn't ever say trust in your husband. In fact, it says put no confidence in the flesh, and that trust. But where this came from, where the statement came from, I walked into Hobby Lobby, and I love that store. My daughter works there. And but they have these beautiful sayings, and I saw this saying, and it said, love always trusts. And I thought, you know what? I disagree with that statement. Love doesn't always trust. Because do you love your kids? Of course, we love our kids. So, but do we always trust them?
No.
Do you love your husband? Yes. Do you love your wife? But do you always trust them?
So the problem is, so many times we've seen in counseling, a husband has done something, and it doesn't have to be immoral. A husband has done something where the wife says, "I can't trust him anymore." Or the wife says something, the husband says, "I can't trust him anymore." And so then the relationship, without being built on trust, falls apart, creates so many problems. And we don't realize, like my wife said, that there's not one verse in the Bible that ever says to trust in man or trust in the flesh. Some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. And so the trust is not supposed to be in man. The trust is supposed to be in God. So what advice would you give to someone if a wife is listening and it says, and they're like, "I just can't trust him anymore." And because of that, the foundation of the marriage and the marriage is falling apart because she says she just can't trust him.
Well, for one thing, I would think about this. Does God love us? Of course, God does. But does God trust us? I don't think so. He knows that we're made of flesh.
Right.
So we don't need, here's the problem. So many people, trust equals love. And that's not true. And you see that with those examples of our children and with God, we see it in that. But for some reason, we think that husband and wife have to trust each other to love each other. And that's not true at all. And so the thing is, what I have found is that my trust is to be in the Lord. And with my husband, I need to have my trust in the Lord. And so many of the things are trust issues with the Lord. I'm not trusting God like I need to. And what I need to do is give that situation to the Lord and then pray about it and trust God to take care of the situation instead of a lot of times trusting myself to take care of it.
Right. Now, there is one verse in the Bible, Proverbs 31, where the Bible does say that, talking about the virtuous woman, the husband of her husband does safely trust in her that he shall have no need of spoil, okay? That she shall do him good and not evil all the days of his life. And so what that means financially, that my wife is not going to waste what I have. She's not going to waste what I worked for. And so that virtuous woman, he trusts in his wife, so that he shall have no need of spoil. And that's a great thing, and a wife ought to do that. But when a woman says, my husband spent money he shouldn't have spent, I just can't trust him anymore, and now she becomes a mother to her husband instead of a wife, that's not going to work out in the marriage very well. The husband looks at something he doesn't. He got right with God. He's made that right. But she says, I can never trust him again. And so the relationship falls apart because she's always looking in a judgmental sense instead of putting her trust in God, that God can take care of that, and for us to focus on what our job is and what we're supposed to do and what we're supposed to be.
So what it comes down to is the wife needs to love her husband and trust the Lord with the situations in life. There have been so many times when I did that and I prayed and I saw God work miracles where it wasn't something that I could change, but I saw God do it. And when we put our trust in the Lord, then God can do those things. God isn't going to change. The thing is, I can't change his heart, but God can. And we know that can be, that's true. But so that's what it comes down to. Where is our trust? Our trust is supposed to be in God.
Right. It's amazing when a spouse isn't doing what we think they ought to do, then we try to change them. How well does that work? Okay. Mm-hmm. Advice not asked for is seldom heeded and often resented. If you convince someone against their will, they're of the same opinion still. But can God turn their heart? Okay, the heart of the king is the ultimate authority. No one tells the king what to do. The heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. As rivers of waters, he, God, turneth it, the king's heart, whithersoever he will, however God wants. Can God turn their heart? Yes. So what my wife said, and by the way, this is a lesson she taught to ladies, and I thought, usually I'm doing all the talking here, so let me put her on the spot. What she said, you focus on loving your husband and being what he needs you to be as a wife and putting your trust in God, that God can turn your husband's heart and help him to do and be what he needs to be. How much more would a marriage change or would a man change by God turning his heart or by a woman complaining, nagging, preaching, telling him what to do? Which do you think is going to help a man to change more? God turning their heart or the woman on the outside telling him what for? What do you think?
Yeah, of course, God. If you're doing the other, then he's just going to resent it and he's not going to change. And so God's the only one who can do that. So our trust is supposed to be in God and let him do what he is supposed to do.
Awesome. Very well said. So that's our lesson for today. I hope it was encouragement and a help. And when I told my wife, hey, this is the lesson we're going to do. It's like, what? So this is our podcast on Friday. And again, I'll have my kids on some. We had a grandchild on today. But very exciting truths. And I hope that will encourage and help you. Anyone, husband or wife, that's struggling with trusting your spouse, the trust is in the Lord. By the way, go do a study. How many verses did we look and find? Looked up almost every verse in the Bible talking about trust. And it was never to trust a man or trust flesh, but our trust to be in the Lord.
It was over 45 verses.
Over 45 verses.
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
So hey, if it said once, it's enough, but not to put your trust in flesh, but to put your trust in God. God bless you. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next time.